From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jefferies. NPR and ABC News regular Cookie Roberts is here with me. Good to see you.
Nice to be here, Amy. Thank you.
So you're in town being honored as Humanist of the Year by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's a very nice honor, and I'm delighted to have it. I'm not 100% sure what a humanist is, but I'm there.
You're also here on a book tour.
Right.
Following Ladies of Liberty and Founding Mothers, you've written another book giving women in American history credit where credit is due. This one, Capital Dames, looks at the Civil War and the women of Washington from 1848 to 1868. Do you find yourself in these women as you're writing about them?
Well, there's quite a few journalists in the book, so I do have some sympathy there. Particularly, there's one who I really enjoy, a woman named Mary Jane Wendell, who wrote mainly for Southern newspapers, mainly South Carolina newspapers, and before the war. And she had a wonderful sense of humor, and she did not take the legislators too seriously. So she said things like, you know, there's nothing like putting the letters H-O-N before a man's name to change him entirely. Here he is, a public person, and everyone should be his servant.
The honorable.
So she had her tongue firmly in cheek, and it was fun to read. But some of the other journalists were activists and abolitionists and suffragists, which, of course, is not a role that normal journalists play today. Editorialists do, and opinionators. But these women, many of them, came to Washington for the purpose of promoting a cause.
But you're not doing that.
No, I'm not. I'm promoting women. That is a cause of sorts. My husband calls it a mission, and it's true. I mean, the fact that half of the human race, has basically been left out of our history books is a little bit upsetting. So it is something of a mission to put them back in.
You dug into diaries and newspaper articles of the time for this book, and I can just imagine from perusing this tome that you were experiencing some delight in the archives.
It's true. It's, you know, first of all, you're reading somebody else's mail, and women's letters are great. They are completely different from men's letters. The men's letters are studied and edited and pompous and expecting to be preserved and published. The women's letters are letters, and they are funny and feisty and frank, and they tell you about what's going on in all of life, not just in public policy, although they're very keen on public policy and talk a great deal about politics and government, but they also talk about fashion and who's having babies and losing babies. And so you learn a great deal more from women's letters, and they're a lot more fun to read. But you're also right about the newspapers, and that is something new since the last time I wrote a history book, which Ladies of Liberty came out in 2008. And now I'm thrilled to say that many, many hundreds of newspapers are online. And you can waste an enormous amount of time sitting and reading newspapers all day long because they're so interesting. And all the ads are there, you know, as well as the stories. But it is very revealing to be able to read in real time what the women were reading in real time, and the men, of course. And also to learn that there were stories about them in the papers, which really surprised me because, you know, growing up, as I did in the 1940s and 50s, particularly here in Louisiana, the rule for a nice lady was that she was supposed to be in the paper when she was born, married, and died. And that was it. But that sure wasn't it for these women. They were all over the newspapers.
Being from Louisiana, you know, the Civil War can be a tough thing to talk about, to write about, to even think about. And you've described it, I've heard you describe your own ancestors as having been on the wrong side of history, or at least the losing side of the war. Did you have to grapple with that in writing about this
era? A little bit, because my ancestors fought in the Confederate Army, and their grave markers say CSA. And, of course, I was raised with all of the stories of Yankee atrocities and all of that. And there were Yankee atrocities. There were atrocities. There were horrible atrocities on both sides of the war. I mean, one of the reasons I never really wanted to write about the Civil War was because it's such an awful war. It's Americans fighting Americans. And so it was never a topic that I really wanted to address. But the publisher felt strongly that with the sesquicentennial of the war that really we needed to do something about the women. So once I did it, I was very glad.
Did it clarify or resolve anything for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, one of the reasons I like to write about Washington in history is that I think that I bring a certain, I bring an expertise to it. And sometimes when I read history books, they get the history right, but the politics wrong. Mm-hmm. When I write history books, I think I bring a political sensibility to it. And in looking at the debates in Congress in the lead up to secession, it's so clear that they were abdicating their responsibility as statesmen and just going for the pure, raw politics of it. And that led to 600,000 Americans dead.
Cookie Roberts, it's great to talk with you again.
It's so nice to be with you, Amy. Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.